Phone Boy Speaks, Episode 29, Rumors Upon Rumors. If you follow the tech industry, particularly anything surrounding Apple products, you're going to hear rumors, especially right before a new release of equipment. The current rumor that's going around is that Apple will produce a low-end iPhone that will be priced somewhere between $99 and $149. If you think about this from the larger market perspective, it would make sense that if Apple wanted to capture market share, that they would produce a phone in the lower end of the price spectrum. Right now, their unsubsidized handsets are at least $450 on the low end, to a high-end one's probably $900 or $1,000. That's just the price that they choose to charge. It probably costs them less in terms of cost of goods, but that's based on the materials that they have. That's what they choose to charge. They get their money one way or the other, I guess. However, outside of the developed world, spending $450 to $1,000 US on a telephone doesn't make any sense. In some countries, people make less than $400 a year US, so saving all that money to buy an iPhone just doesn't make any sense. So, and there's definitely a lot of people in places that don't necessarily want to spend that kind of money on a phone. And in fact, if you look at the market share numbers for iOS outside of the US and Canada, where there's heavy carrier handset subsidies, Apple doesn't do quite as well. And the phones that do well are the cheaper Android devices that you can get for $100 to $200 without a contract subsidy. So in those countries, Apple doesn't do as well. If you look at it from that point of view, it makes a lot of sense that Apple might want to consider putting out a handset in that price range. I don't think Apple's going to put out a crap phone, which I've seen, for $100 to $200. I think Apple's going to put out a nice device. It's definitely going to be made of different materials than their current iPhones. But I think Apple could certainly design a handset that meets that price point. Still an iPhone, but it's cheaper to make, and therefore they can sell it for a cheaper price. Of course, it's a rumor. To sort of add on to some of the rumors, now the T-Mobile has, they've actually announced this. They've said, yes, we're going to have the iPhone this year. And they've also announced that they're going to do it with handset subsidies this year. Now, the rumored iPhone is supposed to be the second half of 2013. What could happen, especially if T-Mobile gets rid of operator subsidies, is that at some point in the very near future, they could carry this unsubsidized iPhone, as could a lot of the prepaid carriers in the U.S. And in fact, one of the problems with a lot of the prepaid carriers in the U.S. has been handset selection. You definitely get lesser quality handsets, and part of it is because of cost. And I think if other operators go down this road of getting rid of operator or handset subsidies, then it makes sense for Apple, in order to compete in that market, that they provide a cheaper entry point. I mean, there's always going to be people that are going to pay the $800, $900 for a phone. I get that. And, you know, I might do that in some circumstances too. That said, a cheaper alternative is always a good thing. So I think Apple will probably do it at some point. They're going to start having market share issues. And, you know, that's the reason Android does so well, is because you can make a handset for a couple $100 as an unsubsidized price and sell it. And in a lot of markets, that's very compelling. As I say, it's a rumor. The fact that T-Mobile might carry a quote unquote rumored device in the future is, you know, building a rumor on a rumor. I have no idea about it. It'd be nice if Apple did release a low-end handset, because and it would be nice if the carriers got rid of this the subsidy model, but they also lowered their prices, which, you know, as I've said before, I don't think that's going to happen. But that's my two cents, and you can share your two cents with me by reaching out to me on Twitter or Facebook or Google+ or app.net. I'm pretty easy to find. You can also leave a comment on this posting on phoneboy.com or SoundCloud. And that's it for me. This is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.